Last October, my daughter April was in this room. She sent me a birthday card, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to use this to open up the testimony meeting." And today, it says, "Today, take a moment, sit back, relax, and think about all the things you've done last year." Last year. "And then take another moment to think about everything you have to look forward to in this year." You'll get where I'm going in a minute. "But mostly think about how much you mean to everyone who knows you, and that will be time well spent." Now, today we read the manna this morning, and on your brochure schedule, and it talks about this being a New Year's testimony. So what we'd like to do is to read the manna text, New Year's testimony for January 1st, and we'd like to ask Brother Parkinson to do that.
Been many New Year's conventions here. I appreciate them. So we begin with Psalms 66, verses 8 and 9. "O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Thanks be to God that his grace has preserved us, kept us from falling through another year, that so many of us are still of one heart and of one mind in respect to his word and its service. When we remember that the adversary is to be permitted to bring strong delusions upon the Lord's people, for the very purpose of sifting out all truly not his," 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12, "it should surely call forth our thanks to God that the opening of another year finds us still standing fast, appreciating the truth, and in full accord with all the divine appointments by which he has kept us from falling. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved."
You could tell us about the things, the experiences that you had last year, and also about the experiences that you are going to expect this year. Now we'd like to show a raise of hands of how many plan to testify. Now that's quite a number. So request is, let's try to keep our testimonies to at least 2 minutes. So everyone who just raised their hand has the opportunity to testify. We'd like you to tell us your name and where you're from and who will be first. We have a roving mic. I think we have two. Go ahead. You can go first. That's fine.
Hello. I have to turn it on?
No, it's on.
It's on? Thank you. There, that works. Jerry Black from Portland, Oregon. What a marvelous convention. Thank you to Phoenix for all you've done. And if Boaz, Alabama is listening in, yes, Sister Sonia and Sister Renee are really being good and they're getting around and fellowshipping. That's great. We have love brought from our sons, James and his wife, Karen and Jeff and Janet and Dan Wojak and Betty Biggs and Brother Michael Coletti. And there's a lot of them. But listen, thinking of looking forward to this year, all of last year I thought about this year. That's what I was thinking about. I knew that last year we had a lot of things going on, and we were looking forward to Phoenix this year way better than I thought it could have been. So my thank yous to all the brethren who put such work forward. If you're looking for even more happiness in your future, come to the Bible Student Retirement Center. You'll absolutely love it. Judith and I live there. Not just because we live there, but you would like it. And Tim's going to have his hand up later, but there's a newsletter out there for you all to take. So God bless you all. Know that I love you, and I've really enjoyed this convention.
Is it on? Okay. He's telling us that he has forgot all the things that are behind, and he's looking, or he has been looking, to the future. And aren't we all looking to the future, brethren, for the glorious kingdom, to get rid of all this evil that we have in the world? Brother Homer? Sorry.
Yeah, Brother Homer Monte, Highland Park Ecclesia, New York. It's going to be a short testimony, but I did want to say that how delighted we are to be here in your midst. We look forward to coming, always look forward to coming to Phoenix for so many years and so many wonderful memories of being here. Yesterday we left New York. We were scheduled to be in Phoenix about 12:15, and we Brother Jeremy picked us up about almost 2 hours later. And I was thinking about the scripture about doing good to all as you have opportunity, but especially to the household of faith. But you also must do good to those whom you, you know, are not necessarily of the household of faith. And while I was on the plane, Sister Kathy, we were in a three-seater. Sister Kathy, I shared this with a few of you. She was at a window. There was somebody in the middle seat, and I was in the aisle. Across the aisle from me was someone who had a broken hip, and they had to come in on one of those chairs. And to make a long story short, she was traveling alone, and it had to de-ice. But all of a sudden, she got sick, and she threw up right between myself and herself, okay? And it delayed the plane even more. So that's part of the problem. They had to come and they clean up. They had to make sure there was no contamination. And she kept saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, don't be embarrassed. You're going to be fine tomorrow. As a matter of fact, when tomorrow comes, you'll never see these people again. So don't be embarrassed, okay? And I wanted her to be reassured because she kept apologizing. I'm so sorry. I really felt, and they took her off the plane. And they checked her out to make sure there was no contamination, so she didn't make that flight. Also, I want to conclude by bringing love to our, many of you know that we have meetings online with many brethren, and today was our Jacksonville meeting. So that's why we came in a little late during the devotions, but the brethren from Jacksonville, plus our ecclesia, and some from Orlando who were there, also some listened in, but Sister Sandy, who's many places, was there, and everybody wanted their love brought to the convention, and so I would be remiss if I did not share that. I love you all. It's been a wonderful convention, and thank you so much.
It seems wherever you go, brethren, who do you see? You see Brother Homer and Sister Kathy, not forgetting the assembling of themselves together with us as they see that day approaching. We'll be next. Brother John?
Okay, brethren, I won't talk too much because my wife says I talk too much, so I have to stop talking so much. I want to thank you. That's what I want to do here, okay? So if you give me just a few minutes here, I want to thank the brethren. I want to thank Brenda and Tom Condit for the food preparation. That was fantastic, the food. Gretchen Grise for the service. Irene Rep, I really don't know who she is, but she had cookies and service. Angie Latimer, what a sweet little sister. Wow, I wonder who she is married. Okay, and Donna Naj for the service, and Vicki Allison for coffee and snacks. Man, I like Vicki. She likes country music. And Alice Williams, wow, what a beautiful sister. I've known her for a long time. Her husband, MC, he and I go way back. And then the tech support, Brother Steve Mangus, Alex Sarja, he's the lead guy, and Chuck Latimer for all his support. Without Chuck, I don't know. Sean Humphreys for the lecture support. And then, of course, I want to bring you the love from the Grand Rapids Bible students, which I didn't do. And I thought I'd do it in a testimony meeting. And especially from Leon Joanne Holmont, who wanted to be special to all of you. They said, can we go with you? And we would love to have them. So, and also my son-in-laws, Nathan, and my daughter, Jamie, and Quinn and Caleb from Portland, Oregon. And then Emick and Jody, there's my daughter, my son-in-law, Emick, and Jacob, Adeline, and Riley, my little ones. And then, so if the brethren are hearing in GR, I fulfilled my duty, Leal, so you don't have to holler at me when I get back. And brethren, you're always welcome to come to, Grand Rapids. I love this convention. I love coming to Phoenix. It's been an oasis in more ways than one. Sister Esther and I have enjoyed it immensely, and I've appreciated the fellowship and the privilege of being here. And my dad says, you'll love Phoenix. And he always say, it's dry heat. And I said, Dad, they fry eggs here on the sidewalk. So I said, if you want to enjoy where we are, the wind chill factor is about 20 below zero right now.
Thank you, Brother John. Thank you for the labors of love that you have given to us. And I'm sure each and every brother and sister in this room can thank the brethren that have done all these things for us in the background without being noticed. Who will be next?
Brother Norm, I'm Brother Tim Thomason from Albuquerque. We're very happy and thankful to be here. The five of us, the Wessels and the Thomasons, and we bring, we're not the only ones here from our Albuquerque teleconference ecclesia. Brother Ken and Sister Teresa are here as well. And all the brethren in our telephone group send their love and invite you to our convention, which will be Easter weekend, April 19, 20, and 21. We have programs here on the table, so we invite all of you. It's been a memorable year in many respects, 2018. Sister Joan Kilgore and Sister Sandy and I had the privilege of visiting brethren in England for a couple weeks, attending a conference of Bible students, and then spending about a week visiting brethren who are no longer able to travel to the United States as they did in the past. Brother Fred and Sister Ivy Benz, Sister Audrey Johnson, and Brother Donald Holliday's. You have seen Sister Gwen Evans here on occasion to see her sister, Sister Margaret Perlujewski. But anyway, it was a wonderful experience, and we're thankful for that. And as Brother Jerry said, we do have some newsletters regarding the retirement center, both the fall newsletter from last year, 2017, and also 2018. And many of you know that I grew up in a town called Paradise, the one in California that just mostly burned down. But there are some brethren from that area. Many of you, or at least some of you, know Brother Bill and Sister Sherry Smith. And I've been in communication with them because they were very good to my parents, my stepfather as well. I just want to read a brief message from Brother Bill. I'm going to sit down because I have it on my computer. This was about 2 weeks ago. Brother Bill said, thank you for the prayers. We are doing well. The family is settling down in temporary housing around here with us, and the majority are in camp trailers and family spare rooms if they have them in the Paradise Chico areas. The Lord has blessed us with a true inner peace that you and our brethren through Christ have given us. We have loss, but we still have hope. When inside oneself, there's a knowledge that whatever happens, it is the Lord's will being done. Who then can question or worry about tomorrow? Our lives are better now that we have been shown how the focus should be even more on the Lord, less on material things. Let go and let God. Sherry sends her special love to you and your family. Keeps fighting the good fight, a devoted follower of Christ, even when every few days a new challenge presents itself because of the Alzheimer's. Give our love to the brethren and your family. That's Brother Bill Smith.
Thank you, brother. He mentions about visiting the isolated and the sick, and that is one of the talents we have, is the talent of time. If we have the time, it could be used in visiting, in this area, the isolated and sick, and in other areas. And also the brother mentions about the brother in paradise who lost everything, and I mean everything. And I think we should offer up to our Lord a request and prayer for a blessing. Is there somebody that would like to offer that prayer? Are you raising your hand? You're not raising it. Would you like to offer a prayer?
Our dear loving Heavenly Father in heaven, we as an assembly of your children striving to please you, would like to ask for your direction, your peace to be upon that the dear family brought before us, the Smith family in the Paradise Chico region of California. We can only just slightly imagine what those dear ones have gone through, and we do ask for your continued peace and overruling upon their experiences, that they would be able to continue to traverse victoriously through what is allowed for them to go through. And it reminds us to be thankful for our own experiences and provisions and constant protection that we have. And again, we do ask for your continued help on all of your children, wherever they may be and whatever circumstances they may be allowed to go through. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Who will be next? Where are you from, sister, and your name?
This is Sister Lena Turner from Colorado.
Okay.
And I want particularly to rise and thank my Heavenly Father for the privilege of being here. Being with the brethren makes me a better person every time I am able to do that. So I thank all of you for boosting me. And bring special love from the brethren in Colorado. We meet largely telephonically now because people are scattered, although the special love from Jim and Debbie Moss, at whose home the physical meetings take place, and Brother Dale Crosby. And Sister Elaine Redeker in California meets with us by phone, and she already sent her love from California. I have shared with some about the Lord's providence in my getting here smoothly with my plane connection. My husband and I live up in the mountains, and we decided to come down a day early, in large part in order to make sure that I could see my brother, who's developmentally disabled and is in a rehab facility at the moment, but also to make sure that we got out ahead of a snowstorm. And so we came down to the Front Range on Thursday. On Thursday night, our ski town got 2 feet of snow. So we're very thankful that we didn't have to drive through that. And yesterday, as we were talking about temptations, it was running through my mind that I've read an interesting little snippet in one of my devotional books. And the Lord provided that, sure enough, it was in the devotional book that I read for this morning. So it said, a dear old saint was asked what she would do if a fierce temptation overtook her. Her quick reply was, I would lift up my hands to the Lord and say, Lord, your property is in danger. Take care of it quick. And then I'd forget about it until I was tried again. So I hope to have that attitude and reaction to my temptations. Thank you.
Brother Russell has 4 places in the manna book. Look up the word temptation. I don't remember the months that they're in my Bible over there, but I'm not going to walk over there. which is beneficial for all of our brethren, because we all get tempted every day. And the sister mentions about coming to the convention to be a blessing. We not only come to be a blessing, we come to get a blessing. If we're all on the same page and we're all practicing the spirit of forgiveness in our hearts and love one another, we can be a blessing and give a blessing. And it's wonderful to know that her brother, who is mentally disabled, will be resurrected and given the opportunity for a life in the kingdom. All in the grave shall come forth. And like we said, what part of all don't you understand? I mean, we understand it. We'll be next. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm Sister Alethea Mundell of the Southwest Arizona Bible Students. And I'm so happy to be here. I'm so glad because I almost didn't come. But I'm so thankful I did. I bring the love of Sister Linda Parsons, who I have regular studies with on the exceeding great and precious promises each week. It's been one of my many blessings the dear Lord has given me this past year. And besides this, I have regular correspondence with Sister Mariana DeVico of the New Brunswick class by pen. That too has been one of my greatest blessings in this past year that the Lord in his loving heart has provided for me. It's been a great blessing for me to bring out the best in others and for them to do the same for me. So you see my reason for loving the Father and Son as I do. I only hope when the time comes to be proven that I will have his approval, that I have been a faithful overcomer. Bless you all that have been an encouragement to me along the way, as I will continue to be to you. I love you all very much. I will leave you with a hymn 242, Precious Promise. It's like a precious promise to me.
Thank you, Alethea. Wait a minute, please. That's a nice testimony. We appreciate that. They're not only exceeding, but they're exceeding, they're great, and they're precious. Something for all of us to look up. Maybe when we get a little discouraged, maybe if we think the kingdom should be here a little sooner, look up those exceeding, great, and precious promises, because they will motivate you. There's a new book put out. I don't know if it's Chicago, but it's called The Exceeding, Great, and Precious Promises. It has all pictures in it, and it's beautiful to look through. Thank you for your testimony. Who will be next?
Well, Brother Jerry said I had to come next, so I'm up. So I'm thankful to be here, though. I would like to give my Heavenly Father praise for allowing me to be here. I'm Sister Sonia Morris from the Huntsville, Tennessee Valley Ecclesia. So I'm really appreciative that Sister Brenda invited me when I met with her at the General, and happy to see the blacks here. Just knowing they were going to be here made the trip a lot easier, because we had had a couple of early mornings there, and it was an early morning starting off to get here. But we're appreciative of being here. We've enjoyed every single thing. You guys have been so kind, and it's not anything that I didn't expect. The brethren are loving and kind. Love is the key, and I really appreciate that. I also want to say that, you know, last year was had a lot of hiccups in it. One of my hiccups was I'm going through a divorce now with my nominal system husband. He did some things that were not according to scripture, and we are parting ways. It was pretty hard to go through this, and I'm still going through it right now. But the Lord has been kind, and I'm getting through it easily, actually, easier than what I thought. I think it's a little bit more hard for him. But I'm here, and thankful for it. Also, my mother is terminally ill, so we've been dealing with that situation. So I'm pretty tired from running back and forth to Atlanta. But she's in good spirits, and I'm really appreciative of that. She encourages me, as a matter of fact. So I'm really thankful for how the Lord works things out for us. And wanted to say that for all of those that have been praying for the brethren, for all these issues that have been going on in our lives, it's really prayers that are well that are needed. So thank you. I appreciate everything you guys have done. Love the little kids. The young lady that's been playing the violin over here, great. And Kalel, I like his name. I told him that that Superman's name is Kal-El. And so I put it all together, Kalel. So he's a kind kid. I really appreciate meeting him and Kaylee. And so it's been great. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for your testimony. The Lord knows where you are and what you're going through. And remember the scripture, all things are working together for good to those that love the Lord. And sister told me about how she got the truth. You should listen to it. It's really interesting. Thank you. Who will be next? Name is Kalisha, please. Okay, back there.
I'm Judith Black, and I realized Jerry didn't bring the special love from Tim and Julianne Allen today, and we talked to them this morning, and they have they just love their class, and they were from Portland, and they've moved there, but we miss them terribly, but we're glad that they're there with a wonderful class. They're in, always say Boaz, Alabama, but it's Huntsville, is it? Anyway, I'm thankful to be here, too, and to be able to fellowship with all of the brethren here. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for finishing this testimony. Who will be next? Sister there, please. I forget names, so I apologize.
Sister Esther Ledwinka of Columbus, Indiana. Before I go further, I just want to make sure that I give the love of Brother Ron and Sister Barbara Chastain. Brother Ron really, really had hopes of being here. And as we've let several brethren know here, that things turned out in a way that he had never expected. He has heart problems now, the same as Sister Barbara, and is not able to get out. And they wanted their love sent to all the brethren. And the scripture that I'm trying to encourage them with is Isaiah 42:6. It's, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand and keep thee. I also want to give the love of our ecclesia, the Columbus, Indiana class. My son, Brother Dan, and his wife, Alice, and Rhonda and Tom, me, Janan and Fritz Davis, and, of course, our grandson Sean and Kasha Ledwinka, they all wanted to be remembered. And then our son and daughter and son-in-law, Larry and Debbie McClellan from Florida, they said, Mom, be sure and send my love. And we just want to have you know that we planning our convention on the third weekend in September, as usual. And, you know, we have campgrounds ready and everything else that is necessary for a wonderful convention, and very relaxed and with good programs and good speakers. And so we'd love to see many of you if it's possible. I have enjoyed this convention. It was 2 years ago that I was here last. And I appreciate the love of the brethren and the hard work that is shown here. And so we know that the love really permeates, and appreciate all the blessings. Lord bless.
Well, thank you, sister, for your expressions of love from your family and the friends. And when we think of Brother Ron and Sister Barbara, you know, brethren, we are all one heartbeat away. We don't know what's going to happen in the next minute or second. So let's use our time to comfort one another. Comfort the brethren. Be there for them. That's what the Lord, like Brother John said, love one another. That's what the Lord expects us to do. Who will be next? Will you like to do that, please? Yes, I was just going to mention that. Give that to Brother John, please. No, you can do it.
Our kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we do come before thy throne of grace because we need thy guidance, we need thy direction, we need thy help constantly. We think of our dear brethren, especially those undergoing severe trials and difficulties. Our brother Ron Chastain, our sister Barbara Chastain, and their infirmities and their difficulties and their trial and experiences that they are dealing with. We want so much to remember them and know that our hearts and minds and our prayers go to them. Dear Father, please grant that so they can feel a strong measure of thy Holy Spirit to sustain them in these moments of weakness. Thank you so much for your dear Son who has given us this avenue of approach so we can pray for our brethren. Thank you for their love. Thank you for their family. And thank you for their work in the vineyard in all the years of their consecrated life that they continue to serve thee. We love thee, dear Father, and we know they love thee. So our prayer is strong at this time for Brother Ron and Sister Barb, and we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brother John, sister, I forgot your name. I apologize. I do. Sometimes I forgot Gloria's name. So when you get to be 80, you get... Go ahead, sister. Well, that's true.
Sister Sue Doctor.
That's it,
and,
Sue.
And, you know, I forget names all the time, too, and I'm so embarrassed, so I understand. First, I want to give the love of Chris and Ollie Grigalunas. Ollie, you know, is approaching 100. I think she's 97. And we are thankful to still have her with us. She has always been very consecrated serving the Lord. Also, I just talked to Sister Shana Dutka, and Shana and Bill send their love. And I just want to thank the Lord when you said that we don't know what's going to happen in the next second. You know, our daughter-in-law's father just died suddenly last week.
That's what happened.
And, I think he was 64. And when they got married about 11 years ago, her family hated us. And they told our son that at the reception that our brethren were having fisticuffs. My son said, "Who was having fisticuffs?" I said, "Philip, we're COs. We don't fight each other." And so, you know, at the beginning, we would call them, and they wouldn't answer the phone. We had to communicate with them via email. And, of course, you know, we were sad. But I said to Richard, "Well, one day at a time, We will love them, and we will be patient, and maybe the Lord will help this along. We don't know, but we will try to do what would be pleasing to the Lord." And we never, like, forced it. And, you know, last fall, they took us to Japan. It was their present. They love us now. And so when our daughter-in-law lost her father last week, we were told, "You may give no condolences." Okay, you know, another. You can only celebrate. So I went to the store and I found celebration cards. Brethren, this is not easy. I found three celebration cards and we sent presents to the family. Now, our daughter-in-law's grandparents hate us so much because Alethea, our daughter, is now Jewish, that they disinherited her own son in case the money would go from the son to the granddaughter to my daughter. They disinherited the granddaughter. They are such angry people. Well, so we sent him a card anyway, and we sent him a celebration card. Oy. And, you know, we're working on it one day at a time. We'll see if the Lord prospers it. But I will say that, you know, patience is a wonderful thing. And out of little steps, good things can happen. And I thank the Lord for being here. I thank especially for Sister Gretchen Grice. Were it not for her phone call, I probably wouldn't have had the courage to come, and I'm doing great. Thank you, Sister Gretchen. And thank you for all the brethren for putting on a beautiful convention.
Thank you, Sister. What comes to mind as you speak is, in the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. This thing is from me. And what you have done, you know, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. What you did turned them around by being loving. It's like when I first married Gloria, I wasn't in the truth. It wasn't her doctrine. It was the kind of person she was that changed me. Her mother, her grandmother. It's got to be whatever makes them to be the kind of people they are, that's what I'm interested in. We'll be next.
Good afternoon, brethren.
I can't see. Who?
Here I
am. Oh, there you are. I'm half blind and the other eyes, not so good, as you know.
Good afternoon, brethren. My name is Renee Blanks, and I'm from the Tennessee Valley, where previously known as Huntsville, but we changed our name to Tennessee Valley to include the Boaz, the Huntsville, Fayetteville, and Athens. We have brethren kind of scarce around, but we are a small class, but we have real big love. So if you're ever in Huntsville, come see us. We have a convention every year the second week in September. Sorry, sister. So if you don't make hers, make ours. So I would like to give my love and appreciation to the Arizona class. This is my first time here. Hopefully it's my first of many. I had a wonderful time. I would like to give special thanks to Sister Brenda Condon. She was the first person that I met when I went to General 2 years ago for the first time. And she introduced herself to me and immediately invited me to come to Arizona. So it's taken me a couple of few years, but I made it. So thank you, Sister Brenda. And I've met several other people from this class at different conventions. And I've had some very big highs from last year. My greatest one was making international. So I went to international for the first time, and I had a wonderful time, and it was trip of a lifetime. I was sick as I don't know what, but I loved it. And the Lord overruled, and prayers and love take you a long way. So I've learned a lot from this convention. And I hope to take the love and thoughts and all that I've learned back, not only to my class, but in my life and to the people that I see on an everyday basis. So thank you all, and I love you all.
Now, here's another sister who's been in the truth for 16 years. She was a Methodist at one time, and she shared with me her experiences about coming out of the Methodist Church into the truth. If you want an interesting, just listen to her. It'll just warm your heart. Thank you for your testimony. We'll be next. Sister Faith. Hope, Faith? Right the first time?
The Hope didn't make it, just Faith.
Okay. I remember her when she was this big.
Hi, Brother Norman and dear friends. Rita and I are so happy. Oh, Rita and I are so happy to be here. Marilyn, that makes half of our class here now. And so Marilyn invited Rita and I to come and to share her hotel room. So here we are. And it's so wonderful. We thank you, all the brethren here, for putting your labors of love on for this convention. It's been a wonderful convention. And the love, the spirit of love here is just wonderful. So I haven't been to this convention maybe for 25 years. But it's wonderful to see brethren I haven't seen in a long time and to meet new ones. And in a way, though, I feel like I know some of the brethren here in Phoenix from what Marilyn tells us the other half of the year when she's in Kalispell. But I wanted to thank the Lord for his blessing and his help each step last year as I took care of both of my parents. They died 3 months apart. I don't want to cry. I'm sorry. But it was a severe experience, but it was such a learning experience, and the Lord showed his faithfulness in so many little ways, and his strength and the prayers of the brethren just upheld us. And Mark and I felt a lot of times that we were at our wits' end, but the Lord always pulled us through. And now we're very thankful for the examples of Mom and Dad. They were in the narrow way for a long time. And we know that they would want us to rejoice with them and then to go on and grow in the Lord. So that's what we're doing. And I bring the love of our class in Kalispell. The other three brethren there are my brother Mark and Joy Thompson, who many of you know, and then a sister from Germany named Heidi. And she came into the truth about 5 years ago when my father had cracked his pelvis and needed home care. She was one of the nurses that came. So that's how she found the truth. So it's so wonderful to see someone come into the truth. And she loves the Lord so much. And she's such a blessing in our class. And I also bring the love of Terry and Carlene Meyer from the Sacramento, California area. And I just want to say that I'm so thankful to the Lord for all his blessings and for each of you. And I've gotten a blessing from each of the services so far. And I pray for all of you as I ask your prayers.
Your tears are well felt. It's like the camp song for the children, "For those tears I died. For your tears he died. For our tears he died." I remember back in the middle 60s when Gloria and I, is that correct, Gloria? Gloria and I? Gloria and me. Did I say it right? I can never remember. I got it right. Gloria and I were in Patterson, and your dad, Mitchell, and your mother, your dad was an elder in the class, and they left, and we really missed them because he was like a father to me when I was new in the truth. So, and thank you for your expressions of love from your family and the dear friends in the truth. The Lord bless you. Who'll be next? Oh, Gretchen. Did I get it? I need it.
Brethren, Gretchen Grice, here from the Phoenix area. Len and I live here in Phoenix 6 months in Fountain Hills, where we have the privilege to have, I think there's around 10 brethren in that little town. And then we live the other 6 months in the Delaware Valley, just outside of Philadelphia. And I did want to bring the love of the class there. We continue to meet with them midweek and on Sundays. So it seems like every Sunday is a little convention because, you know, attending both meetings and then having fellowship afterwards is a big blessing. But Len and I have had the privilege last year since we're talking about New Year's blessings, is that this time last year, right after convention, we were getting ready to go to Australia. So we went to Australia to the convention there, and then on to New Zealand. We were gone about a month. And then we went to international in August to Poland. And that seems like it's getting to be our second home. We've been to Poland. Between Poland and Romania, have gotten to know so many brethren overseas that it's the brethren are the same. Wherever you go, they all have big hearts, and there's a lot of love, and we all share this walk together, and we're all doing it for the cause we love so much. And then also, right before Christmas, we went to England, and we're able to talk to Fred Benz, who Tim Thomason was talking about earlier, and also made contact with Nicholas Chicharo and Brother Reb Green from the Coswell area. And the brethren all want their love sent here to wherever we go. The brethren want their love sent. They all love you very much, as I do too. And I was going to bring Shane and Bill Ducca's love as well. So you got a double portion there, because we kind of have this pact that wherever we go, we bring each other's love. So lots of love from Shane and Bill, and nice to see you and Gloria.
And we had, thank you for your testimony. We had Shana and Bill in our Wednesday night meeting last Wednesday, and he and Shana just got back from Italy, and he showed 85 beautiful pictures of different castles and buildings, and it was really inspirational and educational. So it's good to see you here at the convention. Who will be next? We got 20 minutes, plenty of time. Only half the hands are gone now. There's still half the hands left that raised them. Go ahead, sister.
Brethren, I'm Sister Donna Burke from the St. Louis Ecclesia. We have a very small class. You may know some of the brethren there. It's Sister Dolores and Brother John Forsyth. Brother Perry Robinson is our elder, along with his wife, Sister Kathy Robinson. And one of the other Forsyth sisters, Karen Schmitz. We also have another sister from Virginia on the phone, Linda Labiosa, and her daughter, Rebecca. So we have a small ecclesia, but we're very thankful to be able to get together. The Forsyth family is undergoing some changes and trials. Brother John's health is pretty tenuous, and he's probably going to have to move into an assisted living facility. So they're going through all of these kinds of changes, and they could use your prayers for sure. I wanted to thank the Phoenix Brethren for this wonderful convention. It's been 39 years since I've been to a Phoenix convention. It was a long time ago, but I've always had very fond memories of the Phoenix Brethren. I've had tangential connections through Becky and Mikolai and Sandy Hendricks. So I've kept up with the Phoenix Brethren a long time, as well as Sister Irene. She keeps me up to date on what's going on over here. So I'm very happy to be here again with all of you in person. And I would like to bring the love also of Sister Sandy Hendricks from Austin. She especially wanted to be remembered to all of you. And also Brother Gary Johnson and his wife Janet from the Milwaukee class. And also a second helping of love from Carlene Meyer and Brother Terry from the Sacramento area. So they all wanted love. I have an ongoing meeting with Sister Carlene. Every other week we have some kind of a study on the phone. So they're up in the foothills and somewhat isolated. And so it's kind of our midweek meeting, but it's every other week. So I also wanted to thank all of the brothers for their wonderful lessons, and the Lord for his overruling in how nicely they all went together. I mean, I feel like these lessons are being impressed upon us in these days, that we really need to be thinking about these things, and I do appreciate all the efforts of the brethren. So I do love you all very much. I'm so thankful to the Heavenly Father to be here and see many that I know and meet many that I don't know. And so I love you and ask the Lord's blessing upon all of you.
Thank you for your expression of love from your family and the brethren. And you take this class, for instance, there's 40 brethren. They come to meetings and everybody gets a blessing. But you don't have to be a class of 40. This sister is in a class of 3 or 4. You can get the same blessing. With two or three you meet, is that the scripture? The Lord will be there to bless you. And we have a couple of other brethren who I spoke to that there's just 2 or 3 brethren in the class. Who will be next? Okay, you got your...
real loud. So, Brother Alex from Phoenix Ecclesia here. Just want to raise my voice in thankfulness to all the brethren serving this this convention. The messages were felt very appropriate for probably for all of us, as we're, I'm sure, all going through fiery trials of one sort of another, and all needing comfort and encouragement, and being reminded how to do those things. And definitely got some gems to think about and be encouraged by as I'm going through my fiery trials. And asking for your prayers that they will accomplish what they're intended to, even though at times they feel like it's hard to know why they're the intensity of the fire is such. But I'm just trying to pray for more faith to and patience and wisdom to understand that purpose and go forward with it. Also wanted to mention the fact that, you know, as a New Year reflection, in the past year, our class has lost 2 sisters. That's Sister Esther Yanella Kitty and Sister Ann Rostifo. So last year, if I remember correctly, they were both here at the convention, and now they're not with us. But we're, of course, thankful that for their example and the fact that they're no longer suffering and gone to their reward. Also, not here is Brother John Halden Wang, which is Sister Esther's brother, and he's going through cancer chemotherapy and feeling quite weak. Talked to him on Friday and was saying that could not make it. I'm not sure if he was able to get on a line, but keep him in your prayers also.
The fiery trials. I think it was around 1940, Norman Woodworth. He gave a talk. This thing is from me. What a wonderful talk. No matter what experiences we get, brethren, this thing is from the Lord. And there goes whether or not we are being obedient to the experiences the Lord gives us. Are we going to complain? Oh, woe is me. It's happened to me again. Are we going to accept it as the Lord's gift to us to develop our character? The Lord's gift to see if we're being faithful to Him? That's the test. And we all go through that. But it tells us in Corinthians that if it gets too much for us, I know in the King James Version, it says he provides a way of escape. But a better translation, I think it's in the Diaglot, that he helps us through the experience so he helps us to get through it. There's the difference. If somebody has that translation, they could speak up in a testimony, in a Diaglot. Who will be next? We have 10 minutes. I think there's a few hands left that were raised. Oh, Brother Jim.
Well, very happy to be here.
got a lot of years behind me going back to about 1961 and 2. And I think I can just say a word or two about the experiences that we have at the county fair each year. And I think it was this last year, might have been the year before. This one fellow comes up to the booth and he's wondering what on earth is going on in the insanity in this world. And I explained that, well, if the Lord is willing to let Lucifer destroy Christianity, there will be a consolation prize for the Christian. And that will be that the world will not be able to blame Christ for Armageddon. He looked at me and he says, that thought alone was worth coming to the fair.
Well, that's your testimony. We all have had experiences at fairs where some people, most people are cheerful, but there are a few who are not cheerful. We're called everything under the sun, but we know that they do it in ignorance. We're thankful that we're being called, and the Lord gives us the message of the divine plan of the ages, so we know about the kingdom. But theirs will be in the kingdom, they'll understand. But when you look at somebody, look at them the way they're going to be in the kingdom, and you'll feel much better about the witness, because we're all different. But they'll all be the same with the same perfect human life in the kingdom. So look at them as if they're in the kingdom. Who'll be next? We still have 9 minutes. There's still a few hands left that were up. Okay, sister?
Hi, Sister Brenda. Ooh, this is loud. Sister Brenda Condit from the Phoenix class. I'm thankful to be here. I'm so glad each and every one of you are here. I came in the door late prepping for dinner, and they said, oh, you missed the nice things that were said about you, but the Lord is keeping me humble, so it's good that I didn't hear it. It was for a purpose, but I'm grateful to serve. I really am grateful to serve, and if I did not hear a thank you, I know it's okay, because everything I do is to serve the brethren and to serve the Lord. And if that's in my heart, that's good for me. So I'm just so grateful to serve, and still young and I guess healthy enough to just keep going back and forth, and I'll continue to do it as long as I can. And I'm glad that there's so many brethren that traveled from so far away. So I'm glad you're here. And you know, since my biggest blessing was moving to Chicago in 2012 to 2014, because there was our spiritual family really opened up, and I got to know so many more people, Brother Richard and Suzanne Doctor and the Benders, and I can't think of who else is from Chicago right now, but that area. But getting to go to General more now that the kids were old enough, and it's just been a huge blessing. And so I was telling Janelle the other day that it just seems like the spiritual family is growing and growing, and it's good to support each other, and it's good to build each other up. And so if we're discouraged, it's okay to bring it. If we're discouraged or we're facing trials, because this is the right place to do it. We can encourage each other, build each other up, and not let Satan try and knock that individual down. And so I'm here for you if you need support. I know you all are praying for me. And our family and all our different trials. But every day I'm just blessed. I am blessed, 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 regardless of the drama. I am sincerely thankful. So I just thank God for this opportunity and for all of you. And just keep us in your prayers, especially with the spiritual growth of my children. You know, Eloise is 18 and getting in that period of what is, what isn't, where should I be? So especially keep her in your prayers. And there we are. I love you all.
Thank you. On behalf of all the brethren in this, we are grateful that you are grateful to be grateful. And what we're And what we are grateful for is your delicious food that you cooked for us for the last two and a half days. Thank you. We have 2 minutes, if my watch is right.
I know I said a testimony already, but I read that one. There's something I wanted to say off my heart that I didn't think of until just recently, before Brenda made her testimony. I was thinking of her husband, Tom, the way he helped me this today at lunchtime. You know, and he's going through trials himself. And to have him help me, I hope he knows how much I appreciate it. I hope Brenda tells him, if he's not there, to hear me. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that. We're going to ask the chairman, before we sing the closing hymn, to close with 2 Corinthians, first chapter, verses 3 and 4.
Second Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Thank you for that scripture. Brethren, we have a message here from the brethren of the Berean class of Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. That would be Brother Ben, Sister Sue, Sister Helen Seawalk, Brother John Gingro, and Brother Aaron and Sister Verge Stotsky. The loss to us was very great this year of two of the brethren, both of Brother Adam Seawalk and Brother Albert Stotsky. And we'll make it through.